Good morning, everybody. Rob Bass, BMore's 92Q.com. This morning, I continue my conversation with Police Commissioner Anthony Batts, specifically about police chases here in Baltimore.
One thing that we're not used to here on the East Coast is police chases. Don't happen a lot here. It's not every day.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you see in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
However, recently there have been a number of accidents involving police officers and also citizens, one of which on Northern Parkway where it was a fatality. What is the process to make sure that it happens as little as possible, if not ever again?
Well, bringing an experience of car chases from the West Coast, because they became a very dangerous issue, especially in the 90s, being very stringent on discipline and making sure that they understand that. So number one, we train young officers coming in, EVOC. Number two, we put out policies that are pretty strong. And number three, we hold people very rigidly to those policies, because you don't want an innocent person losing their life. Number one, you don't want anybody losing their life, but you really don't want an innocent person losing their life over some stolen car or some other offense that takes place that is not really necessary. What I push and what I say to these officers when I go to the roll call is, think about if that was your wife driving home. Think about if that was your kid who was driving home. Is their life really worth us chasing that bad guy over a stolen car or from something else along those lines? And so we're also pushing a change within our culture. Is we don't get them, if we don't get them today, we'll get them tomorrow.
Also in our conversation, Commissioner Batts explained that they have four helicopters that obviously can fly anywhere around the city and close in on bad guys. And that's when the police can close in and get them on the streets. We'll continue our conversation tomorrow. Rob Bass, BMore's 92Q.com.